There's some pretty unsettling data that's come out about the health of the people in the Upper Peninsula. The Centers for Disease Control report that heart attack rates for the entire Western and Eastern UP for 2008 through 2010 are at the highest level of the top five categories of heart disease and stroke. So what does all of this say about healthcare and health habits in the UP? And what can bring the high rates down? I'm joined now by Dr. Teresa Frankovic. She's the medical director for the Western Upper Peninsula Health Department that covers the region from the Western UP to Marquette County. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much.
Can you give us a deeper idea of what these CDC figures are telling us, basically about the chances of dying of a heart attack or heart disease if I live in the Upper Peninsula?
Well, actually, the statistics are rather interesting. When you look at what the CDC has put out recently on this, the numbers on first pass look rather dramatic for poor outcomes and high rates of cardiovascular disease in the Western UP. However, the data that you're referring to is not age-adjusted. And in fact, when you adjust for the fact that the population in the Upper Peninsula is typically much older than it is when you look at the rest of the state, our numbers look very much like the state of Michigan overall.
Interesting. Well, the state of Michigan certainly has shares lifestyle factors, obesity being one of them, right?
Exactly. And, you know, when we look at that, when you look at cardiovascular disease in Michigan overall, it's certainly the number one cause of death. And, you know, we're about the eighth worst in the country in terms of looking at that. So about one of three deaths in Michigan are secondary to cardiovascular disease. And the UP looks much like that.
Talk to us, if you could, about how the high death rate from heart attacks and heart disease is tied into the challenges of rural poverty. I'm wondering what these day-to-day challenges and situations are that people face that contribute to their risk.
Well, when we look at, you know, heart disease in general, we know that, you know, the major modifiable risk factors are tobacco use is one of the top. And, you know, we know that when we look at tobacco use in the UP, about half of the UP adults are current or former smokers. And when you look at people who have less than a high school education, we're talking about 41% of people current smokers. So, you know, that certainly is contributing to cardiovascular disease rates. We also know that in modifiable risk factors, physical inactivity, diabetes, obesity are all important factors. And, you know, there are certain challenges when you look at the Upper Peninsula compared to some other regions. The fact that it's still snowing today is one of them. So we look at physical inactivity. It's a problem nationally and in the state, as well as locally, that people are not as active as they should be. And when you have the challenges of a climate in which you might have snow on the ground 6 to 7 months out of the year, and large distances between places where you always jump in a car to go somewhere, you know, you can see that physical inactivity becomes a problem.
And speaking of large distances, I would have to say when I saw those statistics, one of my first thoughts tended toward the, well, gee, people tend to live further away from cities when you live in the UP. So if I'm living in Covington or Twin Lakes, I've got quite a haul to the nearest large hospital if I'm having chest pains.
Well, that's very true. I mean, certainly a major barrier in the UP is healthcare access, and that has to do with geography because, again, we're talking about, you know, the UP is, you know, about a third of the land area of Michigan, but we've got about 3% of the population. So people are spread far and wide. There's one larger regional medical center, but in the Western UP counties, you know, that regional center where there are cardiologists on staff and interventional cardiologists there, you know, for many people that distance may be more than 100 miles. So you count on small rural hospitals for stabilization and transport to address some of those issues.
I guess I'm wondering, as a public health physician, what do you take away from these figures, and what does it tell you about what needs to happen in the way that we deliver health care?
There are certain things that can be addressed by, you know, for instance, a larger physician population to serve the community. But when we did a recent community health assessment across the five counties that constitute the Western UP District, you know, the biggest predictors we saw for poor health outcomes were poverty and low educational attainment. Those are the best predictors for poor health status. When we look at our area, we look at things like, you know, how do we address, you know, sort of policy and infrastructure to change health outcomes. I think traditionally public health has had a focus on educating individuals, and I think what we've come to realize over time is that in order to have healthier people, we need to change the communities in which they live.
And the idea of moving from diagnosis and treatment to a prevention thrust.
Absolutely. I mean, we know it's really well established that prevention is the best bang for your buck. And yet it's very hard to move the healthcare system to prevention. So really we've been working in a lot of the UP on things to essentially change the communities rather than trying to move the healthcare system at the moment. So we're looking at things like developing complete streets ordinances so we accommodate pedestrians and cyclists. We're working on non-motorized transportation plans. We're working on safe routes to school, community gardens, food exchanges that bring small farmers and vendors together to maximize what we can get in terms of fresh fruits and vegetables. We're working on farm-to-school programs, all of those things to try and help change the environment a bit where people are living.
The view towards public health and fighting heart disease from the snow-covered Upper Peninsula. Dr. Terry Frankovich is the medical director for the Western Upper Peninsula Health Department. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and we want to thank you so much.
Thank you.